The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain, and sat down there. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind able to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, for they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry for fear they may collapse on the way." The disciples said to him, "Where could we ever get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied, "and a few fish." He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets full. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Heard something real interesting not so long ago about the lottery. Namely, that in any given year, people in this country spend $75 billion buying lottery tickets. That's billion with a B, buying lottery tickets. And this in spite of the fact that the odds of winning the jackpot are stacked against you astronomically. They say that the odds of winning the big jackpot at the lottery is about 1 in 150 million. And just to help you visualize that, imagine, if you will, a line of toothpicks, a line of toothpicks. These toothpicks are spaced apart from one another by 1 centimeter. And this line of toothpicks stretches from here to Kansas City. And on just one of those toothpicks is written your name. That's your odds of winning the big jackpot. But in spite of this, people keep buying and buying and buying. And you can explain to them the odds and how incredibly improbable it is. And it doesn't slow them down. They keep on buying the lottery tickets. Why do you think that is? See, some people will say, people are just impenetrably stupid, right? People will say, oh, there's just no logic. I don't think it's a defect of logic that makes people act that way. I think rather it's an excess of hope. Really. Written on your soul right now where you sit is a hope. It's written in permanent marker, can never be erased. And this hope is for a superabundance, not just a little of something, not just a little of that, for something that's super, super abundant. Our trouble is we're looking for that superabundance in all the wrong places. And part of the message that we need to learn as Christians is that God already has a superabundance for you. He's already got a jackpot and you won. It's just not measured in dollars and in cents. We'll learn a little bit about that today, because the first reading comes to us from the book of the prophet Isaiah. And here in Advent, you're going to hear from the prophet Isaiah more than any other time of year. And that's because Isaiah prophesies the coming of Christ better than anybody else. And what does Isaiah talk about today in our first reading? He talks about a superabundance that's going to come to the people from a mountain. Not just any mountain. Isaiah says, on this mountain, the Lord of hosts, he is going to provide a superabundance, rich food and choice wines, and just in case you missed the message, juicy, rich food and pure choice wines. Do you know when Isaiah said this to the people of Israel, when he said this to the people of Jerusalem? It's during a really dark time. The city was being invaded by a foreign army. And he launches into this apocalyptic vision that one day, on this mountain, God is going to provide. And it's going to be more than anything can ever hope for. All the sins are going to be forgiven. There's going to be mercy for everyone who's repentant. There's going to be justice for all those who are not. And even death, Isaiah says, is going to be destroyed on this mountain. So thousands of years have come and gone since Isaiah said those words. Thousands of years. Was the prophecy ever fulfilled? What do you think? Remember, it's not just any mountain. Isaiah said this mountain. He's talking about Jerusalem. Jerusalem's a mountaintop. Was there ever a time on a mountaintop in Jerusalem in which God destroyed death forever? Yes. What mountaintop was that? That was Mount Calvary. Was there ever a time on the mountaintop of Calvary in which God provided a superabundance for his people and nothing was lacking? Yes. It's in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Where do we receive the superabundance that was won for us on Mount Calvary? We receive it right here at the altar. Keep this in mind. It's one of the most important lessons that we can learn in the Advent season. Everything that your heart is searching for and yearning for, it's already here. And a key to that must be to deepen your appreciation of the Mass. This is where the superabundance is provided. This is the mountaintop. In the Gospel today, we hear the story of Jesus with the loaves and the fishes, right? Once again, a mountaintop. Once again, a superabundance. I know I've told you in previous homilies that the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes is a prefiguring of the Eucharist. Just like Isaiah is a prefiguring of the Eucharist. Now, in Advent, we prepare for the coming of Christ. And if we're going to do that seriously, it's got to be rooted in the one place in which Christ most personally and most definitively already comes to us. And that's right here at the Mass. People say, you know, of the Mass, they say all the time, the Mass is boring. People say that all the time. I don't get anything out of it. I would venture to say that even some of the people that come to daily Mass walk away feeling like they didn't get anything out of it. Every day, but some of the days. Ask yourself this question. Is this Mass the center of your life? Is it the center of your day? Do you forget later in the day when things go wrong that you have received a superabundance from the mountaintop of the Lord in which nothing was lacking? Pray about that. Meditate on that. The saints, the martyrs, the early Christians, for them, this Mass was the center of their life. And we will never realize what God has done for us until we begin to realize that there's nothing lacking here. All that's lacking is in ourselves. Tiny little message now for you to help make this an even better Advent, that everything that you need, the superabundance that your heart is yearning for, it's already been provided. It's already been provided. Let's ask God for the grace to appreciate what he's already done for us and for the grace to receive what he provides. Amen.